hey, you're up. No, you were not that long, but you just missed my mini concert. Yet while you were out, I gave a heartwarming rendition of Unchained Melody. I must admit I'm slightly offended you slept through my performance. It was gut-wrenching. What do you mean that just means it's bad? How dare you, sir? Well, we are out of the city limits, so it's just open roads for now. And you can drift back to sleep if you wanna. No. If you missed my mini concert, you missed it, buddy. It was a one-time show, no encores. Nope, not for all the peanut butter cups in the world. Hey, no tickling. Do you want to run us off the side of the road? Well, then hands on your side of the vehicle. It is a beautiful day today. I mean, look at how perfect that sky is. Traffic wasn't bad either. It's like fate intended us to get out of here for a while. I have no complaints though. You need to decompress. You've been so out of it lately. Well, of course I noticed. You haven't really been yourself lately. What do I mean? Okay. Well, a couple weeks ago I asked you to help me in the kitchen with the banana pudding. You came in, handed me a bottle of shampoo, and then left. Yes, you did that. See, you don't even remember. And then last week while you were working, I asked if you wanted me to bring you some coffee. And you said, sure, with extra pepperoni. Baby, I swear I'm not making this up. But seriously though, I mean, as funny as that stuff is, I'm getting worried about you. Some days you just lapse into silence. It's like your mind takes you off somewhere and leaves me with this kind of zombie. Yesterday you threw your mouse across the room in frustration. Yeah, the puppy thought you were trying to play fetch with her and she brought it back to you, which was honestly so adorable. Babe, if something is stressing you out, you know I'm always right here, right? I may not be the best at giving advice, and I may not completely understand everything that weighs you down, but you know I'm a good listener. You can vent or rant, and I will listen without judgment. I can't promise to be fully unbiased, though. I mean, I love you too much, and by default, I will take your side. But if I feel like I must speak against something running through your mind, I will weigh in, but that won't change the way I feel about you. It's like you once said to me, I'm not going anywhere, and it's cool if you don't want to talk at all. We can sit in silence with a pot of tea between us, or just cuddle in silence. Doesn't matter what it is as long as we're together. The point is, baby, I love you. Unconditionally. You always do the best to bring out everything in me. You encourage me. You always put me first. Well, it goes both ways, babe. And I always want to be here for you. Nothing will change that. Yes, baby, especially on days when you feel worthless or stressed or pained. We're human. We're allowed to feel. And yes, it does suck to be hurting. But for every bad feeling there is out there, there's something good too. It's on days like those, I promise to balance you out with love and positivity. I'll remind you why I love you and how much I do. And when it's dark and when the mean thoughts begin, I'll remind you why you're the single most important person in my life. And reminisce on the good things that led us to how we became a couple. I love you too, baby. You recognize this road? Yep, that's right. We are heading to the lake. I got Sal to get us reservations at the cabin for the next few days. Don't worry, I packed you a bag. It's in the trunk. I've technically kidnapped you and dog-napped our puppy. You see what I mean? When I say you're so out of it, you didn't notice her in the back seat. She's been napping under all those blankets this whole time. I also called your work and told him I needed you to take care of me while I was recuperating. I may have also let on that you might be contagious, so he's giving you off until the end of the week. I know I'm bad, but if it means getting you someplace quiet to unwind without any distractions, then I shall proudly wear my horns and carry my pitchfork for you, baby. Look at how beautiful that sky is, baby. Clear skies, shimmering lake, and lush greens. And listen to that. No cars or horns or loud people around. Just the two of us. Exactly how the universe intended. You're welcome, baby. I'll always be here for you. No matter how tough things get, you'll always have me. I love you too. Forever and always.